sincerely Reese, and this is my podcast. I would have started sooner, but I was sitting on my ass. No, I'm just playing. I'm hella productive, but not in ways everyone finds constructive. Content? I don't know. My real plan is just to go with the flow, you know, and tell my truth about my family, making music, self-care, and who I strive to be. Some people say, you don't talk. That's not true. The truth is, I just don't talk to you. So antisocial? Not really me. I'm just selective with whom I exchange energy. This here is my journey, no longer misunderstood. Welcome to my podcast, kinda hippie, kinda hood. What's up?
Welcome back to the Kinda Hippie, Kinda Hood podcast. I'm your host, Siri Larice. Today on the show, we are diving into the conversation of urban homesteading, vegan cuisine, and gardening. My co-host today is Los Angeles native gardener, vegan chef, and urban homesteader, Marquise LaFelt. Marquise, thank you for joining me today. Hey!
What's going on?
Man, I'm chilling. I've had such a great time getting to know the Los Angeles agriculture community. And when I connected with you on Instagram, I was amped.
Yeah, me too. I was like, okay, so what's going on over here? What you got growing?
Hey! Me too. So will you start us off by telling our listeners like how you got into gardening?
Yeah. Well, it started with my dad. Okay. Like from a young age, I was always outside digging holes, planting plants, lining up the grass, watering, fertilizing. Like it was pretty much like every weekend. Like I had to get up early and that's what we did. So like,
wow.
Yeah. So I've always been just outside, you know what I mean? Just like on some landscaping or whatever with my dad. And then as I got older, I got deeper into the growing aspect of like growing your own food, you know?
Man, that's so cool. I didn't really grow up gardening. I was well into my 20s before I started digging in the dirt. And I think it's so cool to have that as a foundation because seriously, gardening connects like everything, you know?
It really does. It pulls it all together. Like it makes you think deeper, you know what I mean? It makes you appreciate and be more aware of everything. Like it takes you to a whole nother level, you know what I mean?
No doubt. So you have a son, right?
Yes, sir. I have a son and a daughter.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So do they spend time in the garden too?
Oh, yeah. They love it. Yeah, they got their own little sections. They start seeds. They got sunflowers. They got houseplants. They with it.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah. Like
gardening is such, it's a legacy tool, really. And I think it's so important that we're able to pass that knowledge along to young folks because it honestly, like you said, the sooner you start, the better.
Right. Yeah. Like, I mean, it should be implemented in like elementary school, you know what I mean? You should know how to germinate seeds and, you know, cut open fruits and, you know, save the seed. And, you know what I mean? You should just know this. It shouldn't be like you're learning about it when you're like older, you know, it should be taught really young. I'm talking like first, kindergarten, second grade or something, you know?
No, as soon as you can eat food, you should be able to learn about food.
Exactly. It does not come from the grocery store. You know what I mean?
That's so true. So your garden, I mean, you're growing some of everything.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Yeah. How did you come to want to grow such a diverse, you know, group of food?
Oh, man. I just like to nerd out on stuff. So I'm like, how much stuff can I actually grow? You know, I watch these YouTube videos and I see these different cats, you know, they're growing all this type of food. And I'm like, yo, I'm going to try this. You know what I mean? So, I'm just trying to push it to the limit. You know what I mean? I'm trying to grow a little bit of everything. So really my main plan is to like not go to the grocery store unless it's for like, you know, certain selected items. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm definitely working towards that myself. I really look forward to being able to supply everything at home, you know?
Right. At least like, you know, 75%, you know what I mean? Like you're doing great, you know?
Yeah, that makes a huge difference. Collard greens are like my garden must have. That's like the staple plant that I have growing.
Yeah,
I have a couple different varieties because I've just found they're so versatile and like I can use them for salad. I can use them for wraps. I can make them traditional. I can do it whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Do you have any plants that are like that for you? Like your must have list of stuff?
Yeah. I fell in love with amaryth a couple seasons back. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I love this plant. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. Amaryth, I always do the collard greens. And I always do peppers. I'm like, I'm crazy about the peppers. I'm into the super hots and all the crosses and the mixes and the crazy hot ones. I love that stuff.
Absolutely, man. Speaking of your peppers, your hot sauces. When I first saw pictures of your hot sauces, oh my gosh. And like, I don't grow a wide variety of peppers. I mostly like bell peppers and jalapeno are kind of like the extent of the peppers I've grown.
Okay.
Yeah. So how did you get into homesteading and fermentation?
Oh man. Cause I'm just frugal. You know what I mean? I'm like,
yeah.
I've been going to the thrift store before it was cool. You know what I mean? Like when you get clowned for having thrift store stuff, but like my mom taught me like, you know, save your money, you know, you don't have to buy stuff retail. You can find it here for, you know, 90% off. So why would you do it? So I've always been frugal, and then just getting older and just realizing like, you know what I mean? Like I'm not trying to spend my money on recklessly. I'd rather save it and just do, you know, if I can cook beans and, you know what I mean? Meal prep and, you know, do all this stuff. It's just, in my mind, it's better to do it for yourself. You know what I mean? You know what you're doing. You put the seasoning in, you put the time in, you know what it is. You know what I mean? That's what it is for me. I just like doing it myself. That's it. You know,
me too. I love it. I think gardening is it's just kind of like a natural flow into homesteading and living more sustainably, because exactly. you get to see the entire process of a plant and be involved in it. And then it teach you how to be involved in all the processes in your life. You know, what steps are you skipping?
Exactly.
By taking shortcuts, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That, I mean, it just opens your eyes. Like, you know, it just takes you on a whole different route. You might just want to grow tomatoes or whatever, but then, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the line, you're probably trying to do solar or aquaponics or, you know,
right.
I mean? Like,
right.
It just takes you on a journey. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Listen, it's crazy.
What happens is you see what you can do with one thing, mm-hmm. and then it like completely amplifies it. When I started growing tomatoes, I was like, oh, I can make sauce. Oh, I can make ketchup. And then I started to think, oh, okay, what other things can I grow that I can use with that kind of longevity and stretch out the whole plant?
Right. Yeah. I'm crazy about the cucumbers and doing the homemade pickles too.
I love that. Yeah. Pickles?
Yes. I love
it. Oh, man. Your favorite cucumber varieties?
I do the bushy cucumbers, the Boston pickling cucumbers, and then my friend gave me some seeds, and I don't know the name, but I love it's like a sort of like long, it looks like a rugby ball, but they're so delicious. I've been Googling it. I can't find it. Hopefully they'll pop up in a compost bin or something. I can get them.
Yeah. Well, volunteer rugby fan cucumbers.
Right. Rugby lemon drop cucumbers. I don't know. You know, I'm so bad with that though. I'm terrible with the names. I'm bad with that.
I am too. And I don't label a lot either. So like I get lots of surprises.
Me too. And they're like, what is this? I'm like, oh, you know, it's a tomato. I don't know. I'm not too particular about all that stuff. I'm more about
me neither. I'm really not. I just kind of like, I like to know, but I'm not going to be stressed out about it, you know.
Let it be. It's good. Can we eat it or not? Let's go.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're in West Adams, right?
Yeah. I've been here for about two and a half years.
Yeah. What's that area like?
Oh man, I love it, man. It's a good sense of community. It's cool people. It's no drama. I mean, mm-hmm. it's still LA, you know. Things can happen, but it's real cool. I love it. I got the front yard garden, I got the backyard garden, so I'm always talking to people in the front. People like, you know what I mean? They're like, "Oh, I see your garden. What are you planting now?" You know what I mean? I'm really interfacing with a lot of different people. I love it. It's dope.
That's so special. You know, I think land access and resources being such a huge barrier to our community, mm-hmm. and being able to get booze and burgers real fast, but fresh produce is hard. You hit it, like having a front yard access space.
Right.
is such a great tool to unite the community.
Right. It is. I mean, I talk to so many different people, like, mm-hmm. and it's like, they know I'm like the dude with the garden in the front. And it's just like, right. you know, like I give people seeds and like, yo, you want some of this? Like, I'll give you some clippings. Like, I've traded seeds with different people. People come back, you know, like, it's just so cool. You know what I mean? Like, if it was in the back tucked away, it would just be me and my family, you know, but it's in the right. front. So I get to, you know, I get to deal with the neighbors and like people, the passerbys, you know, people walking mm-hmm. by always. It's really cool. I encourage That's you.
Yeah, me too. I definitely agree. Have you considered offering like homesteading or fermentation classes to your community?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to started in the front yard with all the gardening at the house. So now I'm slowly creeping to the back. So I'm trying to get the back together, establish mm-hmm. some trees and like get it proper. And then I was thinking about, you know, actually doing some workshops back here. That would
yes, be dope. Do that.
That'd be dope. Yeah. My boy keeps telling me, he's like, yeah, you gotta get on it. I'm like, okay, but you know, aesthetically I gotta get, you know, everything gotta look right.
Sure.
You know, I can't
No doubt.
You can't be back there with nails in the wood and you know what I mean?
Like, right.
it's a liability, you know what I mean?
No kidding. But that's needed, man. People need that information, and you do such a great job of showing how wonderful gardening can be. I think that would go great for you.
Yeah, that's definitely an upcoming goal. Like in the next year, I'm definitely gonna get that process started.
Yeah, what kind of stuff you have on your goal list for 2020?
Oh man, you know what? For the longest time, I battled with like just keeping the hot sauce as like a hobby thing, but everyone seems to love it, so I think I'm gonna bottle that up and sell it.
Do it.
I'm gonna get the process of that going. I'm gonna take some accounting classes to get the business sharper. You know what I mean? And
smart.
Work on some like some more compost teas and some sprouted seed teas, and you know, just get deeper with the permaculture and sustainability and all that. Just keep going.
Yeah. I just started my research on learning more about like edible and medicinal plants.
Right. Okay.
You know, and it is so, it's just as important as food medicine. You know.
Exactly. See, that's something I want to get into. Is like. Whole section just medicinal plants, just living.
Yes.
You know what I mean,
no joke.
Yeah. So what are you growing right now though?
I just started my seeds for springtime.
Okay.
We're getting ready to convert our front yard.
Yeah.
And so I have tomatoes going, I got zucchini going. I just started amaranth and it's struggly, so I'm gonna need some advice.
Yo, you know what? Over here, it's everywhere. I planted it like 2 years ago, and it's just everywhere. It just keeps going.
Did you seed it, or did you start it off first in like a seed pot?
I just put it straight in the ground, and it's like it's a weed. It's like everywhere, right.
Right. So I just got those started from spring. Right now, I have leafy greens going. I got some carrots, some cherry tomatoes. From plants I started almost a year and a half ago now, and the plant is still kicking. So like I've got a trellis and strung up so we can keep growing. Couple varieties of collards. I got some calendula and sage going.
Oh, it's popping. And,
yeah, I'm really trying to like, I want to get that home apothecary. You know what I'm saying? So like, if I can get more like nasturtium and things that just really can go far, I would be very happy about that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It sounds nice, man. We got to link up and I got to come check out yours. You got to come check out mine.
For sure. I'll come. We can trade help. I can help you with your yard, backyard space. You can come help us with our front space.
Yeah. I'm down for that. Yeah. It's all practice. It's all learning. You know, I love all that. Do you deal with the worms too? You got red wigglers and all that?
No, we don't yet. We don't have our compost at home, a farm down the way, Cottonwood Urban Farm. Mm-hmm. They have a drop-off compost program. Mm-hmm. And so that's how we do it until we get our front yard converted so we can build some bins up and get our worms happening.
I got you on the worms. Just let me know.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, sweet. I would love that.
Yeah, okay. No doubt. Okay.
I feel like, you know, so often humans get caught up in their busyness and they forget we're all connected. And so like, nature is like the most healing of places and like essential to my creative process. But it's like, no doubt, the perfect catalyst to get to know other people better for me. Like,
right. Yeah. Now.
And do you feel like, cause for me, gardening has changed my whole life. How has it like contributed to your overall well-being?
Oh man, it's such a peaceful place. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Even if you have like an infestation of pests or bugs or whatever, something's dying in your garden, it's still the most peaceful place. Like I do all my thinking there. It's quiet. It's zen, you know, it just takes me there every time. Like I try to spend as much time in there as I can. You know what I mean? It's cause it's like meditation almost, you know?
Mm-hmm. It is.
And then just overall, you know, it just gets you into just healthier lifestyle. You know, you're moving, you're not sedentary, you're eating healthier foods. You know, it's just, it's beautiful.
It is. It really is. So you've been living a plant-based lifestyle for a minute, right?
Yeah, for a while. Yeah.
Well, the first time I was vegetarian was like 2001. Mm-hmm. And the struggle was real. It was pretty much French fries and a salad. If you went.
Oh my God! I think back to like when I first started being vegetarian. It was I was doing too much. It was French fries, cheese pizza, grilled cheese sandwich. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Everything was just
quesadillas.
Terrible. Yeah, heavy quesadillas. Right. Yeah.
Like cheese and bread. That was it.
Boca patties. Yeah, it was terrible. It was like I don't even think I ate vegetables at that point. I was a vegetarian that ate
either.
Cheese.
I was a vegetarian.
Right. Hey, but you had to start somewhere though, you know?
No joke. Yeah. I am thankful though, because like the Los Angeles vegan scene is really legit.
Yeah, there's so much options. It's crazy. It's I mean, there's just so much going on. There's vegan spots like in every location, downtown, you know, Hollywood, this, that. It's just everywhere.
Yeah. So what made you take that leap into becoming a vegan chef?
Man, because I cook a lot, you know what I mean? So yeah. It was just like I was dealing with meat. Actually, I would go back and forth. Like I was vegetarian for like 4 years and then I stumbled up. I ate some crab or something.
Right.
I got sick and I was like, nah, I'm going back. And I'll do 2 years and then I'm back on burgers. And then I'm just living wild. And I'll go back. And then finally, this last time, I ate some like a kebab or something in Burbank. And I got sick for about 4 or 5 days. It was ridiculous. Ugh. And ever since then, I was over it. I was like, I'm not eating that.
Yeah.
I've never felt this way from a tomato or some lentils or, you know what I mean? Right. Like a salad. Like, and ever since then I was over it. So then, you know, I stopped cooking, dealing with like dairy and, you know, meat and chicken and stuff. And then I just went straight to the straight vegetables. That's it. You know, just straight veggies.
Yeah. That's all we need. Like with the resources we have with blogs and social media, gardening partnerships and stuff, there's just so much more access to quality plant-based recipes. And it doesn't have to be overly complicated. Like sometimes it's just sub and mushrooms, greens and beans in place of animals. Right. So like these days, and I'm glad though, because people these days seem to think a little bit more outside of the box and are willing to try vegan stuff and vegetarian stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it has a different flavor now. You know what I mean? There's different.
Yeah.
It's, you could do way more things, I feel like. Or it's just evolved, I guess I could say. Like before it was more like plain dishes. Like,
yeah.
Now there's all types of stuff. You can get dumplings and ramen and, you know what I mean? Pizza.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. And not, you know, a lot of it's not even processed stuff. It's all just plants.
For sure.
Whipped together in different ways. You know, people are being very innovative right now. So.
Can you suggest a good go-to like intro to vegan recipe that listeners could try out at home?
That's a good question.
One of your favorites to make even.
You know what? Lately I've been just doing potatoes and cauliflower with coconut milk, curry, or not curry, but like turmeric and like some frozen peas and some tomato sauce. And it's kind of like a creamy coconutty thing. That's easy with some rice or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 20 minutes. It's great.
I love a quick meal. And I love something I can do in one pot.
Yeah, and you can have some leftovers because I'm getting into the meal prep right now, so I've been doing that.
Me too.
So, yeah, I love it.
Meal longevity is what I'm looking at.
Right. Will it last?
How can I stretch this? A friend of mine and I were talking last night, and he was like, "Girl, what can I do?" And I was like, "Well, here's how I do it. Like, I'll make a pot of chili, mm-hmm. but then I'm gonna make, you know, chili with cornbread, but I'm also going to have loaded baked potatoes with chili as well. So I'm going to see how many different ways I can repurpose it."
Right. Yeah.
Or freeze some.
Right. Yeah. See, we haven't really been doing the freezing yet, but we've just been trying to stretch it for one whole week, Sunday to Friday. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Yeah. So I love it. It just saves time. You know what I mean? When you got to run, you can just grab a, you know what I mean? You come back, mm-hmm. you got a meal, whatever, boom, it's right there.
For sure. Nice and fast.
Easy.
So when I first started this podcast, one of my intentions was to really be able to introduce the listeners to more people of color who are agriculture advocates.
Right.
I find that, like, on social media, a lot of the popular garden publications I see rarely have Black men and women at the front and center speaking about farming and gardening. Mm-hmm. And I think there are outstanding people out there stomping the pavement. And you are definitely one of those people who are doing awesome stuff in agriculture.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I think representation is so important. What's it mean to you to be a positive representation of strength and growth for the Black growing community?
I just want to show everyone that you could do it. You know what I mean? Like, if I could do it, you could do it straight up. Cause you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As simple as it gets. I just want to show people it's not hard, and like, just get off relying on fake foods and all that stuff. Like, just go back to the easier ways and just learn it for yourself. You know what I mean? You could do it. You know what I mean? I just want to show everyone you could do it. That's all.
Yeah. And I think the availability to grow is more accessible than people might think it is, because, you know, in LA, we have a lot of apartments and things, so they don't see the green space in it. And it's thought of like, we can't do it. But right. Container gardens, you know, just some plant pots, an herb garden in your window, you can start, you know, just start is what I think, you know. Just...
Right. I love container gardening because, man, yeah. You can move it. It's mobile. You can bring it inside if it's windy or if it's cold, whatever. You can save it over the winter. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's mobile. It's a mobile plant. So it's great. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't, you know, I have space to grow in the soil, but I still have plants in pots because, I mean, why not? Like, I have pots, you know?
For sure. I'm like, I can grow in that for sure. No matter what it is.
You know, to tire, whatever.
Yes. Yeah, last year, I nabbed a copy of Farming While Black. Have you read
it? I've been hearing so much about that. I got to buy that. I'm going to buy it. Oh my
gosh. You know what? Let me gift it to you as a thank you for joining me today.
Oh, no doubt.
Yes, it is so. Listen, I made it one whole page and I was snot crying.
Oh my gosh. See, I need it. That's going to charge me. That's going to fill me up.
The first page is an illustration. And so, like, I was
okay.
I'm done.
You're crying off the drawings, okay?
Right. Like, it's a wrap. I can't even look at a picture. But it's just such an outstanding publication. Like, it covers business planning, ways to gain, like, land access, historical recipes. Like, it's just, like, I cannot imagine people not having it. It's that good.
Wow. Yeah. See, I need that. See, that comes, like, I was just talking to my friend about, like, having, like, physical media, like having the CD, the record, the book, instead of having like a PDF file, because I don't know, man, I don't trust all that stuff. You know, your hard drive gonna crash, your phone gonna break, whatever. Sure. You need the physical copy, man. You need the recipe, the manual. You know,
absolutely. I totally agree. The hard copy.
Yeah.
What are you reading or listening to these days? Any books or podcasts you want to shout out?
Man, I'm reading. I read a lot of like reference stuff. Like, I'm reading like Carrots Love Tomatoes right now.
Mm-hmm.
California Friendly, A Maintenance Guide for Landscapers and Gardeners.
Nice.
Yeah. Finance Basic Book. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to just get it all in, sponge it up right now.
I love that.
Yeah. But podcasts, what am I listening to? I listen to the Joey Diaz podcast.
Oh, cool.
Afro Beats.
Hey, Chris.
Millionaire Mindset. I listen to a lot of different podcasts. What's that? Positive Heads. I listen to that a lot. That's one of the ones I really like. Positive Heads. Shout out that
podcast. I'll look into that one. I haven't heard that one yet.
Oh, it's amazing. You'll love it. You'll love it.
Awesome. Yeah. So listen, what do you think in Los Angeles we can do to get better agriculture opportunities?
Man, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm still learning. You know what I mean? I'm trying to find opportunities. So
me,
you know,
too.
I'm just trying to, I'm trying to figure it out. I go to a lot of workshops. I try to build with people on social media. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm paving the way as I go, you know?
Yeah, I think that's the whole process. Honestly, like, I'm finding the more I grow, there's no end goal in growing. And each time I plant a seed, I learn something different. And I'm so thankful because it seems like so many people are going through a similar journey and we're able to share our stories and help each other along the way. And I think maybe that's what we just need. And LA is more of that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, man, I'm just meeting so many cool people online. Like I met you and Chris and just like, I chop it up with so many people. Not so much on Instagram. I'm kind of like, I don't know. I feel 50-50 on Instagram sometimes, but I'm more on Twitter. You know what I mean? And like, I'm meeting some cool people on there, bro. They sending me sunflower seeds. Like this one dude sent me like 8 different varieties of sunflower seeds, man.
Oh,
it's
that's
just like,
so
it's
crazy.
Just craziness. Like we're just building like just a good vibe, you know? And it's like, I'm not trying to sell nothing or like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? It's just like, I'm just vibing and like sharing knowledge and stuff. And it's cool, man. I like it. I just, it's great. It's good for everyone. I think.
I agree. So listen, before we wrap up, do you want to share with our listeners how they can find you on social media, Twitter or Instagram?
Yeah, man. On Twitter, I'm at Water Your Plants, but the your is a zero.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's me, man. You'll find me. I post a few things when I can, you know, a lot of different just information, nutrients of plants, you know, I'm doing Hugel culture. I just, you know, whatever I'm into, I'll take a flick and, you know, talk about it a little bit, see if I can get some knowledge from other people. Cause there's a lot of like people that know way more than me. And they're always chopping it up with me, telling me stuff.
Telling me
about different fertilizers or like natural fertilizers. We do no chemicals over here. It's all organic.
Same.
Like comfrey teas and stuff and all this stuff. And I'm like, I just love it because I'll just post something and it's like, we just start a discussion. You know what I mean? And it just goes back and forth. And I learn stuff from all types of cats. It's crazy, man. I love it.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate your time. And I look forward to us connecting in person.
Yes, we have to. Yeah, we're gonna trade some seeds. We're gonna come bust these weeds back here with
yes. I'll be by for sure.
Yeah, let's link up. You know what time it is.
Thank you very much.
That wraps up
for today's episode of the Kind of Hippie, Kind of Hood podcast. I'm your host, Siri Larice. Until next time, thank you very much. Listeners, if you want to chat about today's episode, please visit my social media at Siri Larice on Instagram or Facebook and leave your comments or questions on the infographic posted for the corresponding episode. You can also visit my website, www.sirilarice.com, and click the contact page and do the same. That wraps it up for today's episode of the Kinda Hippie, Kinda Hood podcast. I'm your host, Siri Larice. Until next time.